teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love all that we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, your life is full of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm your host, John Statmiller, co-hosted on the left coast. Sorry about that.
Hey, it's James Martinez. Hey, how's everybody doing?
How you doing, James?
Good, good, good. Got a lot of stuff to talk about every day.
Yeah, and the hits just keep on coming. What do you got?
I've talked to a lot of people that have called in or they've heard, have been referred. First thing, if there's a woman called Lorna that is listening, please call me back and leave me your number and email address so I can reach you. Number two, for those of you that are, I've spoken to or emailed or exchanged information with, let me tell you that everybody, I just got off the phone with a guy, about 20 minutes ago, actually. And here's how it works, everybody. It's real easy. If you're in a lot of credit card debt, and you know you're in credit card debt, and you want to get out of it, and you're backed up against the wall entirely, the change and the decision has to come within you to do so. You can listen to all this information all day long, and it does not help your situation if you do not take individual action. I think, John, what you mentioned, like I was talking to you yesterday and the day before and on air here, that the Shawshank syndrome is precisely, exactly, describes perfectly the state people usually are in when they have an opportunity to eliminate their credit card debt or settle it. So they stay in the same position, knowing that it's bad for them, yet when the opportunity is put before them, they still stay in the same position they are before. That, ladies and gentlemen, and for all those people that are listening to this network, that want massive change, want Ron Paul in, all of that, you've got to take action internally so that your external world will change. Because all of you that are thinking you have this debt, the more you think about those debts, the more you reinforce it in your own mind, and you turn on the TV at night when you're relaxed and you're doing whatever you're doing, and then the idea is reinforced over and over and over again so that you just sit in the stands in the same position you are. And that doesn't help you. You've got to take action. So I just want to let everybody know at the top of the hour that, because I know lots of people that I've spoken to here that are in dire need, yet they're stuck. They're in stuck states, it's called, in the psychological world. They're just in the same position, not willing to move. But you can move. And other people have done it before you. And if they can do it, you can do it. If you want Ron Paul in office, you got to go out and you got to get out and vote for it. You can't just hope for it. You got to take action.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because last night I had an extended conversation with a person that was tormenting themselves. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening to their dilemma. And I never spoke to this person before. They were in a highly agitated state. And I just simply looked at him and says, "What's wrong?" "I don't want to go into it." I said, "Okay." So I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden the conversation gets rolling. And lo and behold, I'm listening to all this angst and beating myself up and all these other things. And I looked at this person and I said, "Now," I said, "I'm not even going to charge you for this piece of advice." I said, "It's time you make a decision. What you're putting yourself through right now, all these head trips," I said, "you just simply have to make up your mind that you're going to make a decision and then move on." When they looked at me, their face was totally different because they understood exactly what I was saying. Quit the turmoil, forget the stuff, do the right thing, and then get on with it.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
People send me things, and I'll tell you what, we got the thinkers, the other side has the stinkers. I'm going to play you something here, and I'm sure you're going to appreciate this, James, because it's a poem, but I want you people to listen to this, and it's about what we've been talking about here, surrendering, doing nothing, being a good little slave. Not doing what you intrinsically know is right. And as you said, James, you're going against that pre-programming, that mind control, that reinforcement. And I want to play this, and I want you people to pay attention to what this guy did. He's from Dallas. He's a friend, Tony Myrick. I do believe he does radio as well. You got to hear this.
Another Star Fell, The Lament of a Country Lost. By Tony Myrick. Another star fell from the blue sky today, one by one until there were none. Because no one cared enough to make their patriotic play, another star fell from the blue sky, one by one until there were none. Another American citizen was tossed in jail today, one by one until there were none. Because no one cared enough to make their stand this day, another star fell from the blue sky, one by one, until there were none. Another citizen's property was seized today, one by one, until there were none. Because no one gave a tinker's damn today, and another star fell from the blue sky, one by one, until there were none. Another star fell from the blue sky today, one by one, until there were none. Along with the red stripes of valor and hardiness, and the white of innocence and purity formed a pool of blood red and washed away today, drop by drop, one by one, until there were none. The last star fell from the former blue sky today, one by one, and then there were none. Because no one gave a tinker's damn about the red, white, and blue, all that was left was a white flag of surrender is true, because one star fell from the sky on that one unholy day.
We got a little bit of Taps in there as well. This guy, he sent this to me, James.
Uh-huh.
He said, it's done all the time. He's talking about networks, and he says, I'm releasing any profits that I may make in order for your network to profit and increase your funding. I have no money bags. I'm not wealthy. I just want that message to get across to people. In other words, I will not litigate for any reason hereafter. This work is for you to use to help your network. He says, I got this idea from a high school friend that has a car dealership in another state, and I did the same thing for. But here's a guy that understands what trouble we're in and the condition of people. You know, remember that song? Well, you weren't alive. Well, maybe you might have been.
Okay, let me go way back. Okay,
we'll jump in Sherman's Wayback Machine here.
Right.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I forgot who did that song, but that's a 60s deal. And folks, I do remember the 60s, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's no more waving the white flag. It's time that people understand exactly what they've been captured by, and it's time that they understand the situation and furthermore what they can do about it. Quit being the deer in the headlights, because James, I don't know, I'm a talk show host, and I'm not sure that I'm adequately explaining what is coming at people and that they need to start preparing right now, because it's going to get chaotic in pretty short order. I was talking to a lawyer today, one of my attorneys that represented me in a case. And he and I were on the phone jibber-jabbering on his nickel for about a half hour this morning, talking about a range of different things, Ron Paul and, you know, who names, you know, it doesn't matter what the content of the conversation was, except to say that he knows. I've talked to this guy extensively, and he knows what's going on. He doesn't want to face it. You can hear it in his voice. You can hear by his reply. He's begrudgingly lending an ear, but he is paying attention. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is what a lot of people do. But you're in a position, and if you are in that position right now, and you don't have the deep well, you don't have the money bags, you can't insulate yourself, you are exposed. So it's the James, the only thing that they have to do. And they're fearful. We know that. We understand. We don't have a crystal ball here, folks. James and I already understand that before you even send an email or make a call. We know your concerns. We know your fears, because it's the same theater that plays over and over and over again in each individual case. The parameters change a little bit, but the motivations are still the same.
Exactly.
So we know that, folks, before you even email or call or whatever. We understand what you're going through, and like this woman said that called in a couple of days ago from Pennsylvania, wow. It's liberating. I made the decision. I made the choice. I now feel liberated. I am out from under this, and I no longer fear. You
right.
Got it?
I had a guy on this morning. I said, look, you know, what's going to happen when, you know, imagine, what do you save when you don't pay your credit? Say your credit card bills come in, you're not going to pay them this month. After all the minimums are all calculated up, how much would you save a month? And he told me $1,400. I said, so what would $1,400 a month now that you have extra, essentially it would be extra, what would that do for your life? And all for some of you, that's a lot. Some of you, that's a little. But in his life, that's a major shift of cash. His whole internal state when I started talking to him about the money, that what he can do with the money when he has it, while he's essentially disputed his cards, and now you're not paying that minimum every month, and now you've got all this extra accumulated cash. That was a big shift for him to think. But he wasn't even thinking that. He's thinking about what if this, what if that, what if this, what, and all these various negative scenarios, which basically he was thinking in his head on hypotheticals, his ideas, but they weren't exactly the issue at all. I said, so you're full of fear. And he goes, yeah. And I said, that's F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. And he goes, oh, you're right. And then I explained to him, I said, you are reacting to something that is not even real. You have 40 grand of debt. It's not really there. And you are believing by fight or force or flee or whatever your response rate is, that this is you owe that. Now, in the old world of thinking, yes, you do. But not when you're listening here. Then you need to look at the universe in a new, different way. And part of this thing about people settling their debts or eliminating them, whichever they're going to do, is behavior flexibility. And that's very difficult for some people because they've been stuck. And this guy told me, I've been paying on time for 17 years.
And
I'm like, good
for
you.
And he was proud of it.
Yeah, he was proud of it. And I'm like, okay. Good for you. I'm glad you did what you said and you contracted and you came through. But they didn't. They did not. Nobody's standing up clapping for you because you did that great. You're not. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. I don't care what it says in your TRW report. If you got 30 grand in debt and you're, well, I've got great credit score and da 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 da. Yeah, but you got 30 grand in debt right now that you are going to pay. And it's this whole psychological issue dealing with people, because it's total cognitive dissonance. And those people that are listening, I know more and more people are being referred and so forth. This is a crisis in consciousness first. Because once you understand what's going on, you've listened to John talk about this for a long time, once that shift takes place and you allow yourself to even see the new possibilities of a different financial life, and you start moving towards that in your mind, then you can begin to make change.
Absolutely. I mean, going back to my conversation with this attorney today, he tells me he's got a couple people on staff that help people with the IRS. And I said, let me guess. They're former IRS agents. He said, well, yes. And I said, and you know, this is like the fox guarding the hen house. And I told him, I said, we got a couple of lawyers here on the network that just took the IRS to task and beat the snot out of them in an open court. And I told him, I said, look, I said, you have got to change your shift in your thinking. I said, you're a barred car carrying member of the club. And I said, you know, you're threatened all the time if you do certain things. You know, the email comes over with a veiled threat or the phone call that, you know, if you take up this case or you pursue this, you know, your bar card might be up for review or might get revoked. We got two attorneys on this network that they themselves walked into a court of law and just went toe-to-toe with the IRS and beat the snot out of them. Now, was this guy afraid? Well, yeah, they were threatening jail. They had trashed his life. They had done everything to destroy the man. And he said, you know what? I'm not taking this stuff anymore. I'll see you people in court. And he beat the living snot out of them. Now, was that guy afraid? You bet he was. Did he do the right thing? He did what the circumstance allowed him to do as a man of honor and dignity and self-respect. He was not going to be anybody's step and fetching. He was not going to be anybody's dirty little rag thing. He wasn't going to – footprints weren't going to stick to this guy. He wasn't going to be walked on. Mm-hmm. And folks, the best and the most liberating – I can't even adequately explain this, James. I'm trying to come up with adjectives here to explain the liberation that goes on in people's lives when they start battling for themselves and they start doing for themselves.
Exactly.
I mean, folks, you got to do it. You got to do it to see what I mean. If you've never stood up, Now's the time to do it, and you'll be better off for it, especially financially, spiritually, and mentally. Oh, rest assured you will. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Boy, the wealth of information that is available at our fingertips. I mentioned the song, just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah.
That was actually written by Mickey Newberry back in, I think it was 87. And Newberry wrote it as a warning against the dangers of using LSD. That was a big thing back in the 60s, Timothy Leary and all that stuff.
Right, right.
First recorded in 67 by Jerry Lee Lewis, who rejected it. And who made it a hit? Was Kenny Rogers on lead vocals. It was the First Edition. Have you never heard the song? I just dropped in to see what condition my condition is. That sounds like somebody's bad LSD trip. At any rate, headlines here, folks. The Daily Mail out of our friends across the pond, you know, two people separated by a common language. Chancellor's warning to homeowners as IMF.
Did you say Daily Mail, London?
Yes, the Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail, right.
Daily
okay.
Mail. Chancellor's warning to homeowners as IMF predicts a devastating crash. Now these.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Well, hey, you know, we saw the thing with Northern Rock over there, and the Halifax subsidiary, Birmingham Midshires. Now, when this happened, now this is really bizarre. You know, this is what they were afraid of in 1999. Remember Y2K, folks? Oh, that's right. It's not out of memory. It was only about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what the banks were afraid of was that there were going to be a run on the banks because people did not know. When December 31st, 1999, at 11:59:59, they were worried about that next tick of the clock, that a lot of these chips that were embedded in a lot of stuff out there. But nobody thought about this in the programming to carry the programming over past 2000, 1999. So they were afraid of shutdowns and computers wouldn't talk to each other and programs would fail and it would just be chaos. So what they did, methodically, spent a ton of money doing it. Wells Fargo down here spent millions and millions of dollars replacing their mainframes and software and all the periphery stuff and all that computer stuff. What they were worried about was exposing the fractionalized reserve banking, exactly what happened to Northern Rock over in England just last month, that people were just a little concerned, showing up, standing in long lines, just to take their money out for a few days just to see how things are going to go.
Right, right.
And, you know, they actually lied. They said that they have all these billions of dollars on their receivables sheet and no, we're solvent and nothing's wrong. Well, then they turn around, hat in hand, to the Bank of England, and the government of England is standing behind that bank saying, yes, we'll make good on this stuff. Well, wait a minute. You just said that there's no fear here because your money is safe. And look, we've got all these assets on the books and we're cool. We got billions of dollars on reserve here. No, they didn't have billions of dollars. That's why they had to go running to the Bank of England and the English government. Mm-hmm. And this is exposing, as we've talked about before, the fractionalized reserve banking. Folks, okay, here's a flash. You think the debt is bad? It is bad, bad. Yeah, nobody.
There isn't really a word that can describe how bad it is, actually.
It's stick a fork in it. It's done. How's that one?
Right, it's barbecued with no... Yeah, exactly.
And people are not grasping this because they don't... years ago, I used to work for a guy in the car leasing business, and he was a Jewish fellow. I still remember his name, Gary Lupoloff. And he looked at me one day and he said, you know, the problem is that a lot of people here in this country don't understand money. They don't understand the system.
That's for sure.
And that rang around in my head, and I didn't know what he was talking about, but he was sure sincere when he said it. Well, it wasn't till years later that I understood exactly what he was talking about. If you know the game, you can get in there, jump in, and you can make money. But you got to know when to jump out. This is one of the best kept secrets out there, is the average Joe Schmo from Kokomo doesn't know his financial hole in the ground from anything.
Right.
And this is the problem. But, you know, it's fascinating. People are walking away from the dollar. Japan and China are dumping U.S. dollars. They're dumping it. And again,
of course.
Round robin again. Well, the government's got to borrow $2 billion a day just to function the government. By the way, folks, 426 million of that 2 billion they've got to borrow every single day is just to pay the interest on the debt that the government owes.
God. You know, it amazes me because if we were running a company like that, we would be in jail probably within 5 minutes and never to see the light of day ever again.
They'd have to pump air and sunshine into you. They'd lock you up so far and deep in the hole.
Right, right. But now we're in a position where a lot of us are allowing this whole thing by the same behavior over and over again, allowing this to continue. And this is like what I said at the beginning. If you want to shift, you have to shift internally how you see your reality in this new paradigm that we're talking about. Debt-free, all these things. You can't stay in the same state. You've got to change. You've got to get out there. Like a gentleman I was talking to this morning about Ron Paul, I said, it's going to take a lot of people to adjust and make that reality and have him come in and get all the votes that he needs and get everybody organized. Mm-hmm. It's going to take more than just your vote. It's going to take a whole change in your thinking as well.
That's right. That's another issue I talked to this attorney today about, was Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll break here. 800-313-9443. Folks, let's hear from you. Got some credit card debt? Got some financial concerns? Give it a call, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
James, nobody Yes. wants to talk to us. What are we? Are we too smart or too stupid? I'm not sure which.
Too scary, maybe?
Yeah.
Listen, I want to let everybody know. The guy I talked to earlier, I'm on your side. I'm on everybody's side. I know you're having a tough time, and it's a big decision for you. But you're dealing with a country and a planet, for that matter, that wants to legislate consciousness. And that means, in English, they want to control your thoughts, and they essentially do because they created this money system. You go out, you go in your life. It's reinforced by everybody being totally asleep all the time. It's triggered by commercials and media and paper and objects that they send you in the mail, all of that stuff. And then you come here, and it's like, wait a minute. This is a whole different universe. Well, this is the real one here. The one you've been living in is made up. Because of your whole life being balanced and just by debt. Your life is being controlled by somebody else. And you just weren't told the facts. And you've been betrayed. And you can resolve that. So I just want to let slip that in there.
What I was talking about earlier about the government and what it's paying to Guido, the bankster, for the luxury
right.
of using the money. And again, coming out of jolly old England, the Telegraph, their online version, Japan and China as I said earlier, lead fight from flight from the dollar. Data from the U.S. Treasury showed outflows of $163 billion from all forms of U.S. investments. These numbers, according to Mark Ottswald, let me get that right, an economist, and Ingersoll D. Buford, he said $163 billion from all forms of U.S. investment. He says these numbers are absolutely stunning. Asian investors dumped $52 billion worth of U.S. Treasury bonds alone, led by Japan, $23 billion, China, $14 billion, Taiwan, $5 billion. It is the first time since 1998 that the foreigners have, on balance, sold their treasuries. And now this Ottswald guy said he warned that the U.S. bond yield could start to quickly rise again. Woe betide the U.S. treasuries, he says, if inflation does not remain benign. Well, it's not going to remain benign, folks. We've talked about that before. Inflation, because the government, in its core inflation figures, this is the core model that they use, I guess nobody uses energy out here and nobody eats to create energy because they leave out the food and the energy out of these core inflationary figures, and that is running 11 to 12%. Now, having said that, if you take a look at what the government, as I've said earlier, needs to function, what it needs to borrow, and they've got a picture.
You said a $52 billion. How much did you say a day?
The government needs to borrow $2 billion a day. $446 million of that is skimmed right off the top. And that is if they can still continue to sell securities and treasuries around the globe, and nobody wants to buy this stuff, and they're dumping it right now. Mm. Now, that's going to further weaken the dollar.
Right.
But the problem here is that this is not being figured into things. Now, the CNBC boys and the Bloomberg boys are now starting to pay attention a little bit to energy costs, and they're absolutely through the roof. I think a barrel of oil today went for $88. And they're starting to ask the cursory questions, well, what, you know, the chicken stuff, basically. But they're asking the little benign questions, well, is this going to have any effect on the economy, and is this going to inflate things? Well, you're doggone right it's going to inflate things. Because any time the government has to sell $2 billion worth of something to somebody, if they can find a fool enough to buy it, and then turn around and skim almost a quarter of that right off the top to pay the interest to the bankers in the first place, right, what do you think is going to happen? Now, in this Telegraph UK article, they've got somebody standing there with a $100 bill, and it says right there, the U.S. requires $70 billion a month in capital inflows to cover its current account deficit. Figure it out, folks. That's more than $2 billion a day.
Wow.
And this, and I'll tell you what, this roller coaster ride is all but over. See, folks, we know it's coming. We know the reasons why it's coming. And we know how this is going to affect you. So, you know, this is what this program is about. It is not about us. It is about you. It is about you that have been in this matrix. It is about you that has been ensnared by this, not only financially, but as you've pointed out many times, James, psychologically.
Oh, completely psychologically. Anybody that's had this issue and this debt issue. Look, I talked to you on the phone about that movie that came out called The Secret, and I went to meet those guys that produced it and put it together, and a lot of people in the audience that were asking questions. Like, well, listen, I got, you know, 50 grand credit card debt. It was all credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
Relevance to, like, you know, of course, they weren't listeners here, so they were completely ignorant of what's going on, but that, to me, when that thing came out and why it was so successful, because everybody senses like something's the matter. I've got all this debt. What happened to my life? Whether it's their house, their credit cards, whatever it is. Nobody in their early 30s can even afford to buy a house in this country, really. I hear it all the time from younger people. They can't even pay off their credit card debt, let alone try and expand themselves. And I hear this continuously. And one of the things that that made that movie successful, to what I think is just a theory, is because of timing, the economy, but the psychological state of everybody out there that is like in this massive amount of debt and pressure and feels as if that that's what they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the way it's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can be better for me. I'm gonna, you know, I see in that movie, in Debt We Trust, the student said, "Well, I've got 8 cards here, and I've got a job here, and I'm finishing school here, and they accept that. Like, there's no other way to go? I would not accept that. I didn't sign up in this life to come in and be a slave for anybody, ever. No way. No way. For a lot of this business, it's new information for people, but for students that you've got totally got shafted and you haven't even graduated from college yet and you've got 10, 15 grand. For me, I had like 30, but I was a complete moron and I didn't even realize how bad or what I was doing when that started.
Well, there was, you know, we function a lot, folks, off of pain, pleasure, motivation.
Exactly.
And what is painful about having a little piece of plastic and somebody standing there grinning at you going, yes, you want to charge this? There is no initial sting. You know, when you're a kid and your mama tells you to stay away from the hot stove, that's going to burn you. Well, you don't know what a burn is. You don't know how that feels until you actually do it.
Yeah. And then you learn.
And then
real
you learn.
Fast.
And if you're stupid, you'll do it again just to make sure of your first experience. But generally speaking, the first experience is enough. But
right.
there is no pain. This is made so easy. And they're there pumping the stuff into your head. The Madison Avenue boys and their advertising companies are very, very slick in presenting this as, well, this is just the way business is done.
Mm-hmm.
Up to and including, and this is, this. You know, I was shocked when I saw this. I won't say shocked. I was surprised, not shocked. To see Visa coming out with these commercials. And everybody is recognizing these commercials for what they are. They all want you off of that little pain-pleasure syndrome and just go with the pleasure. Well, the big pain is waiting at the end of this road here. But they're not going to tell you about that.
No.
Because you're a good little chattel slave out there creating money for them out of nothing. By the way, I wanted to mention one other thing about this article. And it bears out what I've been saying here. Is that the, as I read earlier, the U.S. requires $70 billion a month in capital inflows to cover its current account deficit, but the key sources of finance are drying up one by one. BNP Paribas said America has relied on hot money from abroad to cover 25% to 30% of the U.S. short-term credit and commercial paper market over the last 2 years. Well, let me draw a parallel here. It is no different than the consumer out there with his credit card. It is no different than the government with the bankers with their open checkbook to borrow as much money as they want because the bankers know that they have them.
Right.
And we're in the spiraling thing, and it's going down, down, down rather rapidly. And there's really no difference because the government, well, it needs some credit. It needs some money. Okay, the bankers loan it. They float treasuries out there. But the problem is these people are not buying the debt anymore. And when that happens, we're in serious problems here. Now, the next paragraph comes out and says the flow is now in danger after the seizure in parts of the market over the summer and after the Federal Reserve's half-point rate cut, which has shaved the U.S. yield advantage over other countries. Ian Stannard, the Paribas currency analyst, said that the data was extremely negative for the dollar. It exceeds the worst fears. It is not just foreigners who are selling the U.S. assets. Americans are turning their backs as well. Central banks in Singapore, Korea, Taiwan, and Vietnam have all begun to cut purchases of U.S. bonds or signaled an intent to do so. In effect, they are giving up trying to hold down their currencies because the policy is starting to set off inflation. Now, the Treasury data would have been worse if it had not been for the $60 billion of inflows from the hedge funds based in Britain and the Caymans, which they needed to cover U.S. positions at the height of the credit crunch. But this isn't done. This is a Band-Aid. This is the Dutchie boy with his finger in the dike, and there's massive cracks in it, and that tsunami is going to come rolling down on top of them. Folks, we're not here to scare you. We are here giving you the plain facts. And knowing the facts, you must act accordingly. Anybody on this planet that is worth their salt will tell you that the one thing that is valuable above all else is information. And this information has been kept from you. They've smiled about it. They've lied about it. They've deceived you about it. But it is coming home. And it's coming home to roost.
Mm-hmm.
And
in a big way.
In a very big way.
And for those of you that are new to this or whatever, this is new information. They declared war on you a long time ago,
buddy.
And now it's gotten progressively worse, and the credit card companies, banks are way more aggressive now, and they have no problem charging extra fees on there when you're late an hour or a day or whatever. They don't care if you've been a perfect customer for 10 years. There's nothing going on there that's for your benefit, even though they call you and solicit your business when you're not using your credit card, because they act like something's the matter with you if you're not spending on your credit card. Give me a break. Those people that call you up and solicit that stuff, you find out who their name is, you find out who their supervisor is, and then you tell that supervisor, is this phone call being recorded or not? Because if it is, let me make this statement real clear to you right now. Do not ever call my residence ever again. If your credit card, you're not using it, and you just have it sitting there, shut it down. There's nothing there for you. There's nothing. You can read all the books and listen to this radio show to the end of time and listen to the archives repeatedly over and over again wherever you are. And I can assure you, there's nothing that they've got that's good for you. Nothing.
Not a thing. And part of the problem here has been the information that's supposed to be passed on by our vaunted elders, our parents and our grandparents. You know, there was a big split, talking about the 60s earlier, there was a big split in the 60s. You know, what were we told?
Tune in or drop out or whatever.
And you weren't supposed to trust anybody over 30. Well, folks, what is that saying? It's the people that are over 30 that have the experience of life. And you don't have the opportunity or the luxury of repeating all the mistakes, because, quite frankly, you can learn from other people's mistakes. But this big chasm that you don't trust anybody, you don't trust anything, you don't trust anybody over 30. These are the people that have the wisdom of the working life. Okay? This is the knowledge and experience that you accumulate. And quite frankly, that was being poo-pooed. You know, peace, love, and dope, brother. You know, just just go get high, put some paint some flowers on yourself or whatever. You know, just you know, property. Don't you remember that one? Oh, property was a crime. You know, I don't like fences, and all this stuff is for our own use. What's this private property stuff? That was all the communistic idea of things. And folks, we have been programmed through movies, through literature, through books, through newspapers, through the arts, whatever. We have been programmed, and we understand that it's tough to break that paradigm, but you must do it. Just shift.
Yeah, usually people don't make a change if the pain is enough. Pain is a great motivator for change. It's not. I don't profess that. I'd rather make somebody switch and see the post the opposite way, the pleasure. Look what you can do when you have this amount of money and this way. But some people, listen, I've gotten on the phones with people like a year ago, and this guy was calling me back and forth, and he called me back and forth for 2 months. And I said, whatever I said in the first week, it's still the same. And
that's right.
Whatever you're doing 2 months from now. So what did I do? I yelled at him. I interrupted his pattern, shook him up over the phone. And then about 24 hours later, he did it.
Well, and
that's what it took. I interrupted his pattern. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to do that to everybody that's listening here.
Yeah.
But I'm just demonstrating to everybody out there that I had to shift and shock his system enough to, okay, I'm like wake him up out of the dream and, you know, boom, right on top of the head. And then he went for it.
Yeah,
he thanked me.
But basically what you did is you stood in front of him and you pulled a pin on a grenade and handed him the pin and said, now stick it back in, dummy, or we're both gone.
Right.
And this, James, this is the reason why I brought up that story about the conversation I had with this person last night. I had all this lamenting and gnashing of teeth and ranting of hair. Oh, my goodness. All you have to do is make your decision. What you're trying to do is you're torturing yourself over the issue of trying to make a decision. Make your decision and get on with it.
Right.
Life-changing, folks. Life-changing.
Yes. Find what it is within you that one is making you yield from that, and what would make you what's motivating enough for you? Is the pain, how much pain can you handle with this, and then what do you want to do? Do you like being in debt your whole life? I mean, I talked to somebody and this morning, and she said, well, I have about, you know, it's about $25,000. I said, $25,000? Oh, okay. So basically, you know, you're going to pay that for the rest of your life. mathematically. I said, I'm just guessing now because I'm presuming your income is at such and such, and for it to be that way, you've probably been paying minimums or thereabouts for the past 2 years. So I said, you know, you like that? Paying that for the rest of your life? And there's silence, and well, I don't know. And I said, well, these are the things you're going to need to do to change that. Because you can't declare bankruptcy on credit cards. Sorry.
That's right.
Your bud that's running the show here axed that one long time ago. They planned on it long time ago.
Thank you, Mr. Graham and Mr. Hatch. Yes.
Yes, thank you. So I said, how much pain, at what point do you need to make the decision? And it was very silent. And she understood what I was going with that. But that's what's the way some people are, because it's ingrained into their system.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. But once they've done it, though, wow.
Yeah.
Big shift.
Well, and you know, it's like that in, oh gosh, I don't like to use the analogy, but it's true. It's like a loved one or a pet or whatever, deathly ill. You know that person or that loved pet or whatever.
It's imminent.
You know the eventual outcome of this, and you almost feel guilty because you feel relieved, not only for that person that was suffering, but yourself.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, folks, we're human beings. All right. Hey, look, we'll take the break here. Short segment on cash flow. James Martinez, John Stadtmiller. Finish this up right after this short break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Let me reinforce the positive aspect of this to get rid of your pain and your doubts, your guilt, which you don't owe, folks. Okay, that guilt you don't owe. Again, just think about what is going on with this credit card stuff. And when you ask these credit card companies to provide three things, they can't do it. The validation of the debt, the actual accounting. There is no accounting. You just signed something, and they created credit, and they loaned you credit. They didn't put anything on the table, okay? Verification of the claim against me, a sworn affidavit, or even just a signed invoice. Once you do that, and you've said this before, James, that they are not going to sign anything because they know that is binding. They're going to admit nothing. They're going to send you nothing. All right? A copy of the contract binding both parties. And there again, ergo, referred to my last statement here about anything that's binding. Okay? Because they're not going to send you that because there is no signature on their part. Okay? Now, the banks, as I said, can't validate the debt because they never sustained a loss. They can't verify any claim. Okay? They can't produce a copy of the contract because one doesn't exist. Now, what exists is the unenforceable unilateral contract. What the banks refer to as your contract with us is not a valid agreement since the four requirements of lawful binding contract were not met on the credit card application.
Exactly.
Ergo, full disclosure, we are not told that we're creating the credit with our signature. Equal consideration. They bring nothing to the table, hence they have nothing to lose. Lawful
right.
terms.
They don't even count the credit card agreement, which nobody can even understand in any language
That's
at
right.
any law firm or at any university.
That's right. Lawful terms and conditions, they are based upon fraud, folks. And signatures of the parties, corporations can't sign because they have no right to contract as they are legal fictions. And these credit cards are a lose-lose for you, but they're a win-win for the banks and a loss for everybody else. And it's the slickest con game on the planet. Folks, get away from Guido. Get away from these people that are
start
sucking.
Start addressing what I would suggest everybody's listening is start seeing this as alleged debt.
Yep.
Start saying that within yourself and start. Don't even call it credit card debt. Call it alleged credit card debt.
And when you don't have to make that big chunk of payment, and chances are, if you're in a boat that most people are out there with credit card debt, you're sending in the minimum payments to supposedly keep the hounds at bay from busting down your door.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of that. Put that cash back into your pocket and use it for other things because you are going to need it for other things. Okay.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. That's a big amount of money for most people that they've been thrown out the window. When then suddenly they have that, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
So it changes your financial life immediately.
And
it's like getting another job.
And guess what?
You've been working for the banks and then suddenly say, I quit now. I'm not doing this. I dispute this. We're not having this. Now you suddenly have all this extra money.
That's right. And the beauty of this is not only do you have more cash in your pocket, gee, now that mortgage payment or that car payment or the other bills that you owe don't look as bad because now that you have the ability to pay down real debt, okay? The real money that you owe for people that have delivered your baby for you or fixed your car or did something real, okay? All right, hey, the number, give this number a call. Talk to Mr. Martinez at 877-331. I'll get it out, 0626, or send him an email, getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. I will see you tomorrow, James.
All right, talk to y'all later. Take
all
care.
Right. See you tomorrow, folks. With three.